This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. For the first time, the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation has named a woman to lead the organization. Heather Campion will become the new CEO in March. The former acting director, Tom McNaught, is retiring.
She comes from a diverse background in banking and politics, working at Northeast Bank Corp and Citizens Bank. She also worked for the Carter administration and Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government.
Heather Campion joins us now to talk about her new role at the JFK Library Foundation. Thank you for coming in. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So by my watch, you have just about 1 month and maybe a day or two before you take over this slot, and I wonder how you're going to spend it, besides doing interviews like this one.
Well, I have to say I've spent the past couple of months rereading many of President Kennedy's speeches, reading Arthur Schlesinger's Thousand Days, just immersing myself in his world and his vision has been a great luxury. And also, I'd like to spend the next month meeting with many of the people in Boston and beyond who've played such a vital role in the life of the library.
That's interesting because you're from this area. You're from Lexington originally. You live in Brookline, the birthplace of John Kennedy right now. I mean, you must be so well steeped in his life, and you've had previous involvement in the library as well. Is there one thing that you still kind of want to get your head around, or is there one driving motivation for you as you head to this office?
Well, one thing I'd like to do is spend a lot more time at the library. The archives are rich and full of all kinds of materials. I just found out yesterday, for example, that in November of 1963, over 4,000 paintings and portraits of John F. Kennedy were sent.
What do you mean they were sent?
They were sent to Mrs. Kennedy.
And so the library has those now.
Yes, it's a treasure trove full of not just documents and photographs and videos and artifacts, things related to his life, his presidency. As is the case with most museums, you can't bring out displays all the time, but those kinds of things will be coming. We'll be putting out more and more materials for the public to view.
That will be a huge part of your job. I mean, you're going to be focusing on digitizing many of these things that are in the archives, and I bet you're going to be getting a lot more in as well. But we're talking about millions and millions of items.
Exactly. And I should note that this is the most sophisticated online digitization process of any presidential library in the country. When we're finished, all the most important documents from President Kennedy's administration will be available online to anyone anywhere in the world.
Painstaking, though, I would think on this end to be able to do that, to accomplish it.
Yes.
I mean, a lot to oversee.
Yes.
Yeah. You won't be at the scanner, but somebody will be.
Yes, exactly. People are right now as we speak.
Is that right?
In the archives, yes.
What's the biggest challenge in all of that, bringing the library into the digital age?
The big challenge is in the 21st century for any library and museum is to continue to engage people beyond your geography. And thanks to this new project, I think we're going to be able to do that.
And what about for visitors to the library who aren't necessarily going online but want kind of a hands-on experience? If I were to go in a year or two, if young people who weren't even alive during the Kennedy era were able to go in, will they be seeing anything different?
Oh, yes. We're going to have the ability now there's also a museum design enhancement that's going to be taking place over the next year. So we're going to have the ability to have displays and new exhibits more frequently than we have in the past. When you mention young people with no living memory of President Kennedy, it reminds me, you know, there's this poll that's come out consistently that Gallup and CNN have done over the years. He has a 90% approval rating among Americans. It's far and away the highest approval rating of any American president in the last half century.
So that's based on his popularity now.
Now. And what's interesting about that is there's no generation gap in that number. There are as many young people who have no living memory of President Kennedy as there are people who do, who rank him that high. So
I wonder if part of that is we never got to see him grow old. So the images are of a very handsome man with a handsome and vibrant family. And is that vitality working to his benefit and his legacy's benefit now?
Well, I'm sure that's a part of it. But his words are as powerful as his image. And his message still resonates. I think the thing for me that jumped out in all the reading I've done as I've immersed myself in the Kennedy era of late, is just his sheer optimism and confidence in our country and our ability as Americans to do anything we set our minds to do and to achieve great things. He set us on the course to go to the moon. He asked people to come to public service and said it was the noblest of professions. And unprecedented numbers of people, including young people, went into government in his administration. So he did achieve some extraordinary things, and I think he gave Americans a lot of confidence in our country. It's sort of the essence of how Americans view our country.
When you mentioned John F. Kennedy's words being as powerful as they were, being powerful now, is there anyone that means anything to you that you kind of refer to or that's meant something to you as you read the writings?
Well, you know, there's one I just came across recently that's very short, but I love it, and it's called it's Ideas Have Endurance. And he was all about ideas, and he was all about the future. And he was also all about the best, getting the best people, getting the best ideas, getting the best of everything. And I think his museum reflects that, and it's our job to continue to carry that spirit on in the next 50 years at the library.
Heather Campion is newly appointed CEO of the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation. She takes her seat in the office in March. Good luck.
Thank you so much.